Welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And I know that you're going to be especially blessed by today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, the three foolish lovers. Paul wrote to Timothy that the last days would be perilous times, and he described 18 characteristics of the people who live in this age before the coming of Jesus Christ. And among them, he identified three foolish lovers, lovers of self, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasures. And he added, rather than lovers of God. This truly is a word of the Lord for us today. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Three Foolish Lovers.
Let me give you the perfect illustration of somebody that was the richest person that ever was. Even to that guy that owns Microsoft doesn't have as much as he had. Which is Gates or whatever his name was. Thank God he's got enough sense to give to the poor. You find it in the book of Ecclesiastes, which is the name for preacher. He's a preacher. In the second chapter, he starts off, God had given him the wisdom above anybody that ever lived. And according to God, before anybody ever lived, and before anybody had ever lived after him, he had the greatest wisdom. Jesus had divine wisdom. We get parts of it. But naturally, he was the wisest person that God ever lived. And he was going to take his wisdom to search out the sorrows of the things that man did on the earth. And in the second verse, he said, I said in my heart, go to now. Or let's listen to this. I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasures. And behold, this also is what? Vanity. Futile. I said of laughter, it's mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in my heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay on folly, till I might see what was the good for the sons of man, which they should do under the heavens all the days of their life. Now listen to what he got. Now listen. I want to show you the man that's the epitome of riches. I made me great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards. I planted me trees in them and all kinds of fruit. How many say amen? I made me pools of water to water them, therefore the wood that bringeth forth fruit. I got me servants and maidens, and servants born in my house. I also got great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the particular treasures of kings of the provinces. I got me men singers. I didn't have to have TV. I just bought my own opera company. I didn't have to go to Washington to the gardens over there. I built my own gardens. I built my own orchards. I had my own beautiful animals. I had my own racing horses. I had my own great bulls. I had everything. I had men servants. I had lady servants. They were born in my house. I had houses and lands. I had everything that I desired. I had it. How many say amen? I gathered me silver and gold and the particular treasures of kings and of the provinces. I got me singers, men singers and women singers, and the delights of sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than any that were before me in Jerusalem, and my wisdom remained with me. Even though he was backslid, he still had his wisdom. This is him talking when he backslid. And listen to the 10th verse. And whatever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. Whatever I saw, I got it. I got whatever I saw, whatever I wanted, I got it. I have not held my heart from any joy, from my heart rejoicing in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. And I looked on all that works that my hand had wrought, and on all the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, he said, what? All was vanity and vexation of spirit. Having everything, anything that he wanted and got it. And he said, I was vexed. I was vexed and full of grief and sorrow. It didn't bring me any pleasure. Then he said, I'm going to go now to the lust of the flesh. These were the lust of the eye. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can a man do that cometh after the king, even that which has been already done? Then I saw wisdom was excellent, that excelleth folly, and as far as light excelleth darkness, that the wise man's eye are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. How many say amen? And myself perceive also that one event happens to all, rich and poor. Then I said in my heart, as it happened to the fool, so it happened even to me. And why was I more wise? Then I said to my heart, this also is vanity. For there's no remembrance of the wise man than of the fool forever. Seeing that which is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man as a fool without God? Therefore I did what? 17th verse. What did the 17th verse say? I hated life, the richest man beyond comprehension, that had whatever he wanted and whatever his heart and eyes saw, said, I hated life. None of the things he got. In another place, further on he said, in 1,000 I found one man, but in 1,000 I didn't find a woman. And Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines, 1,000. He didn't have one woman that he loved. And if you read Song of Solomon, he went after the Shulamite's betrothed, trying to get her. Talking about sex, he had 1,000 of the most beautiful women in the whole world, and he said, I don't like them. Should have did that before he married him, because he married these heathen women and he built up their idols and their places of worship, and they forget God, and God got angry at him. How many say amen? They left him, the women and his riches brought him to idol worship that David destroyed, that God hated. He set up those idols that plagued Israel all the way up till Jesus' day. Therefore I hate life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me. For all of vanity and vexation of spirit. The little of a poor man with God is better than the riches of the rich. Amen. I don't want to be in the first ones poor. And if I get saved in that position, God will transfer me to the second. I don't want to jump out into the third and be rich. In fact, when God found me, I was crippled, drawing $24 a week compensation. Sharon was just born. I couldn't work. I had nothing. You couldn't have been any more poor and destitute I was. It was Sister Hardy and a new little baby. Had nothing, but her mother left us some old furniture that the junkyard wouldn't want. Amen. And I was in such a miserable condition, I was going to commit suicide. Oh, but I like that word, but. Yeah. But, Jesus came. Hallelujah. He healed my broken heart. He healed my broken soul. He healed my tormented mind. He healed my sick body. He saved me. How many say amen? till 50 some years later, brother, I have sufficiency in all things. I don't need anything. I'm sorry. Financially, I don't need anything. I got a nice house. I'm not ever one that $5 million. I paid $30,000 for it. And now they've took and said it's worth $250,000. How many's out there? I don't need anything else. You see, you make God the head. You serve God. You put him first. You put his people first. You put his work first. And God will make all sufficiency abound unto you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. Take out the two parentheses, being enriched in everything to bountifulness. I tell you, when I began to get too much money, I get scared. I do. I start looking to give it to somebody. Amen? I got enough clothes. Don't give me any more. I got enough houses. I got enough land. I still got half my teeth. I can eat the steak if I want it. My stomach's still in good shape. It'll digest it. And the main thing I got, wow, is the joy of the Lord. And when it's all done, in that day, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in the least. That's when I want it. Everything over there. Everything over there. Forever there. Be thou ruler of the most. I'll get by with what I got now. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm not suffering. Don't feel sorry because I don't have a mega church. I don't have mega problems. I got enough problems with the church that I got. Trying to keep you saved and on the right track. Now I'm going to ask God to prosper you. To give you what you need when you need it. To give you sufficiency every day. Every day. If I can get by the day and he calls me, I got everything I need.
Amen. What a word in due season by Brother Hardy, the three foolish lovers. I know you have been arrested by the Holy Spirit to receive these words of admonition and wisdom for the last days. The time has come for you to ask yourself, what kind of lover am I? Am I a lover of self, a lover of money, a lover of pleasures, or am I truly a lover of God and the things of God? Because you and I can never be satisfied with the things of this world, because you cannot satisfy the immortal soul with mortal things. Jesus warned that it would be the love of money and the deceitfulness of lust and riches that would cause many of his own people to lose out. Yet so many ignore this warning and heap to themselves teachers who preach a gospel of greed. Paul said they count gain as godliness. To them the fact that they are prospering is proof that they are blessed of God. But Paul said, turn away from these, because it is godliness with contentment. It is godliness with the sufficiency of your needs supplied that is great gain. Where is your treasure? Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart is. He did not say, where your heart is, your treasure is, because your heart follows your treasure. You need this complete message. And for a love offering of $10 or more for the radio ministry, you can receive it on audio tape or CD. Ask for offer number 305T for tape or 305CD for CD. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Remember, for three foolish lovers, ask for 305T for tape or 305CD for CD, and send your love gift of $10 or more to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.